and we are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features for free. If you enjoy this program, you'll find that there's a lot of stuff there over at freetalklive.com that you can get interactive with. So go on over and do that whenever you get a chance, freetalklive.com. Our number again, 1-800-259-9231. News about Guantanamo Bay here in a moment. But first, Chanel is on the line in California with Ian Wayne. Hello, Chanel.
How are you?
Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I've been listening to your radio station, and I also have been listening to Alex Jones' radio station. And are you familiar with Alex Jones?
I am familiar with him. We've had him on our show once, and he's had us on his show once. He is an interesting character.
Okay. Well, I'm here in San Diego right now, and I also go by the name of LaDon. And I call the church that I go to, and it's the Rock Church. And I wanted to speak to a pastor about what is going on so I can get out to everyone what's going on. And It was like they didn't want to help me. Like, they didn't want to, like, I wanted to let everyone know about the concentration camps, the spies for what the government is doing, those things that they're putting in the water and everything like that. And they're just like,
yeah, I don't know if I would want you to just talk about that stuff at my organization either, because it sounds pretty crazy.
Well, how long have you been studying these things?
Well, I've been listening to the Alex Jones show for a while. But if these are real issues, in which they are, I think it's important that that people at the church should know what's going on so they can prepare for things.
Well, you're presuming that they're real because you heard them on the Alex Jones show?
Yeah, and I've looked up bills and stuff.
You've looked up bills and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, some of the things, I mean, Alex, he documents what he's saying really, really well. The problem is that there's so many things, nefarious things going on, and some are theories and some are true. But what are you going to do about it? I mean, yeah, you want to warn your friends, but the problem is if you just blather all this stuff out there, because you're still in fear about it. You have to get past fear and keep doing your own investigation, because you're going to freak people out. You have to boil a frog in the water slowly.
That's a great point, Wayne. And what I hear from her just like already is the kind of the puking mentality, that she feels like she's learned so much about what's really going on that she wants to just, you know, puke it all over, all of it at once, all over everybody to, you know, alert them to all of these terrible things that are going on. And I agree with you, Wayne, that it's too much of a scattershot. It's going to be too confusing. And you already sound confusing here on the air just trying to explain yourself. So.
Yeah, I sense some frank franticness on your part, because you're discovering that the government isn't God, that they're not out for your best interest, because that's what conspiracy-type program does, is it jars people out of their stupor of worship of the government. And once you get past all that, then, of course, you have to go and start to think about what you can really do. And you seem to be doing that in talking to people about it, but you have to be careful what you talk about initially with people. You know, if you're going to get to those things and you really think they're true and you have real evidence that you think is real that you want to show people, you can't just throw a bunch of stuff on their desk. You know, you got to maybe direct them to one little thing at a time go take it gradually with them, because there's a lot of stuff that, if it's true, it's pretty scary.
It is.
So what would the one thing be, like, of all of the things that you believe are happening? And again, I don't necessarily agree with what you're saying, but what would the main, like, if you could only focus on one thing, what would it be?
Well, the dollar devaluing.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good one,
and
because it's
grocery stores, the food in the grocery stores, that it's going to be going up, and people losing their jobs, and how everything is going to be crashing.
Yeah, the dollar devaluation is a good one, because first of all, I agree with it, but secondly,
but there's a lot of concrete evidence.
Right,
too.
It's real. You're not speculating. I mean, you mentioned earlier the idea of their concentration camps, and I'm not saying that there aren't. I'm not sure. I mean, that maybe there are, maybe there aren't, but that's one of those things that, like, at a lot of the things in the conspiracy world, where it's just something that someone's put out there with a very small amount of real life evidence to which they can point, whereas the dollar is well, there's no doubt that it's a fiat currency, meaning that it's printed out of thin air, essentially, by the government, and it's forced on people through legal tender laws that force people to accept the dollar for all debts, public and private. And we can, you know, go back in the history of the Federal Reserve and see why it was founded and who founded it and why they did what they did.
It's also the system by which a lot of the other corruption is built on and run with.
Yeah, so I think that one's a pretty good one. I think a lot of the other conspiracy stuff out there, because there's not really, yes, the dollar was a conspiracy, but there's evidence for it, mm-hmm. solid evidence for it. Whereas a lot of the rest of this stuff is built on speculation, and it is really
sort of secondhand knowledge, you
right?
know.
It's hearsay. It's really mm-hmm. a dangerous road. I think most of the conspiracy theories out there, and this kind of this goes back to a point I've made several times about the conspiracy movement, is it's this dangerous movement because there is this rabbit hole of just continually more crazy ideas that are presented. And maybe they're not all presented on the Alex Jones show, but, you know, you may hear somebody that he has on as a guest and then go investigate what that person says on their website, and that'll link you to even more lunacy. And before you know it, you are believing that it were, you know, that it was space aliens that zapped a death ray at the Pentagon on 9/11, and, you know, that there are lizard people walking around. Do you believe in the lizard people?
I've never heard of the lizard people.
Okay, good. You haven't gone that far down the rabbit hole yet. And so this is what I'm telling
you. You're saying that I'm a little crazy?
I'm not saying you're a little crazy. I'm saying that's how you're going to come off. You may, you know, fully believe that you've been presented with persuasive evidence in these arenas, but what I'm telling you is that if you get up in front of a group of people and you start going down this road with them, you're going to be seen as crazy. Whether you're right or wrong is another question. And when you're presenting new ideas to people, you've got to be careful about how you go about doing that. The dollar, that's a good one. A lot of the rest of them that are built on speculation about what could happen, that's kind of one of the questionable things. That's why I like to focus on reality and what is actually going on, things that are undeniable, things that are very real. You know, you can look at the TSA, the things that they're doing. Well, we know what they're doing. We know that it's inconveniencing people and that people are frustrated by that. You want to play off things that people can observe in their own lives, ideally, or point to things that that you can show folks crystal clear, without a doubt, that terrible things are happening, that the government is a part of it, and that the government is fostering and protecting the people that are doing horrible things to other human beings. We don't have to go into the realm of speculation to show that the government is, you know, essentially doing evil.
Because when you go too far down the rabbit hole, what happens is there is some information that's real, but there's also a lot of counterintelligence that happens to steer you in the direction so that you'll be labeled as crazy. You see, so you don't know sometimes whether it's counterintelligence or fake information that's getting in there to take you off track or if it's real or not. Now, I've had a lot of people I've known over the years in the military-industrial complex, so I've gotten information from them, various things over a few beers. Sometimes it would just come out. People sometimes feel comfortable talking with me, but I never believed it until I had other confirmation independently. So some of the things they say I think are probably true, but again, you don't know. So it's really
you don't go around spreading.
Yeah, you don't go around spreading what I've heard until I'm pretty sure. And so you know, they do have stories I've seen on the internet. It'll have the 25 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. Well, a lot of them are true. It's true, but a lot of them aren't also. So just be careful.
Okay.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Chanel?
Well, basically, what you guys are telling me is just I'm going to be telling people stuff, just give them a little bit of information at a time, because I guess...
Or if you have a good book that you like, you know, that can help, too. Like, for example, the book by G. Edward Griffin, The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's a really good book about the Federal Reserve, because that's really the hub in the wheel of corruption in this country and
plus,
this world.
Plus, another problem with the conspiracy movement, and Chanel, thanks for the call, and stay tuned because we're going to talk a little bit more about this here in a moment, at 800-259-9231. Another problem is it's not really based on any principle. It's just, well, here's the truth about this, and here's the truth about that, or what they believe the truth is. It's not, there's nothing you can really drill down to and base any future beliefs off of. We'll
except too much power leads to bad things.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so head over there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features there include listening options, broadband version of the show. We got a dial up version for those of you with slower internet connections. You can use that if you would like. They're both free, and they are available around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is streaming at all times. Plus, those aren't the only ways you can listen. Obviously, we've got 94 radio stations on the AM and FM band across the country. The satellite channel that is free to air, meaning you can listen to it without any kind of subscription fee. Webcam and our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in and get tuned in for free. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. One of them is the LC9. It's a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own, made in America and made for you at Ruger.com. That's Ruger.com.
And made in New Hampshire, too.
That's what I heard. That's pretty cool. So 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here on just briefly at least a few more thoughts for Chanel, who called in to say she's been listening to another talk show host that focuses on a lot of conspiracy talk, and that she's, you know, learned the truth about this and that, and she wants to spread the word and has approached her church about it, and it has been, well, received a cold reception. People not so interested in hearing about these things. And I think that this kind of touches on one of the many ways why the conspiracy movement is so dangerous. I don't know what's worse, Wayne, joining Amway or falling into the conspiracy rabbit hole, because both of them will result in people basically sacrificing their relationships on the altar of whatever this new belief system is. Have you ever been involved in network marketing?
Yes.
Yeah, I made that mistake, too, when I was young, I guess an older teenager. And, you know, I proceeded to, I don't know if torching the bridges is quite the right term, but make people really uncomfortable with me.
Friends and relatives.
Yeah, yeah. And similarly, the conspiracy movement does same things. And I'm not saying that the Liberty movement isn't going to be that much different, because the Liberty movement is also a pretty radical concept. But at least the ideas of liberty are based on principle. You know, the concept here that we promote frequently on this program is that people should be able to live however they want, so long as they don't aggress against other peaceful human beings. And that's the principle from which the other viewpoints that we have on whatever issue we might be looking at is derived. Those viewpoints are derived from that principle. The conspiracy movement doesn't have a principle. It doesn't...
Well, the only thing that I say, the only underlying principle is that government's evil.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily a principle.
Or they're doing bad things to people. Well, you're right.
Because a lot of them believe it can be reformed.
Well, true.
Right.
But the idea that when government gets too big, then people get hurt. Bad things happen to people, which I agree with that. And it does jar some people out of, like I said, they're super over the government being mommy and daddy, showing how they're hurting people. But then you have to get beyond that. You have to get beyond the fear and the hate and all that stuff.
That's another great point.
You know, because there are some true things there. There really are. But you can't get too deep into that stuff. Okay, yeah, that's all true. Great. What are we going to do about it? What can we constructively do as individuals to change society? Because ultimately, ideas are more powerful than armies or governments.
I'm glad you touched on the fear aspect as well, because there's a lot of that that is spread throughout the conspiracy movement, and it's the nature
it's
of
paralyzing.
It's the nature of the stories they tell. The stories they tell, basically, the overarching narrative is that there is a group of evil, powerful men and women out there calling themselves the Bilderbergers or the Illuminati or the Masons or whatever you fill in the blank. That they're controlling everything, and that the bankers control everything, and that the government people are just puppets, and that they are, they're in control, and there's nothing you can do about it but spread our, buy our videos so we can, make money.
And some of that is well documented and true. However, it's not like they control everything. They're trying to. I mean, those people do have agendas to control everything. However, they're not going to be able to do it because they have to get our participation, our cooperation. And so if people don't cooperate with their plans, they fall on their face. And they're facing that increasingly.
But the other part, the rest of that story is they're in charge of everything. And so there's this police state that they're building, the prison planet, so-called. and that's scary. And it's the stories that are told are about poisoning water and, you know, poisoning the air and poisoning this and poisoning that. And, you know, all the police state stuff that's happening. And the police state stuff is happening. There's
and
no
the
doubt.
Poisonings happen, too.
There's evidence for that. I don't think a lot of the things they're claiming are happening.
Well, for example, even during alcohol prohibition, the government was caught actually poisoning some of the moonshine.
That's
and
true.
People were dying from it. Over 20,000 people died.
Well, it's one thing when you can point to something that's real and show history. It's another thing when you're speculating about things that are happening now. So that's another thing that they do, is there's a lot of speculation, and it gets people into this, as you said, paralyzed mindset where they don't believe that anything is possible, or they believe that maybe they could just elect the right person, that everything's going to change about government, which of course won't change government. The fundamental premise behind government is flawed, and that is that, and it's wrong morally, and that is that it's okay to use the threat of coercion in order to
solve
problems and get people to behave in certain ways. So it is crippling, and that fear really results in non-action from a lot of people.
And it's addictive. The high that you get from fear is addictive in a way. You know, people can be terrified, but they just keep going back to it because it's so riveting.
Right, the truth, whatever they believe the truth is, they want to know more, and it's just a spiraling, dangerous world where you will alienate friends and family members, and
especially
you will,
if you become a fire hose about it.
Right, if you're puking it all over. And that's true about the Liberty Movement, too. Mm-hmm. People have been alienated from their friends and their family members, but at least that's based on a concept. It's based on the principle. So if you're explaining to folks the ideas of liberty and what non-aggression is, and they don't agree, and they want to use aggression, and they think it's okay to put you in a jail cell for having a plant in your pocket, fine. That's okay. Maybe you don't want to be associating with that person anyway. Maybe you should get around to people that agree with you on these fundamental principles. And that's why the Free State Project exists, to bring people who are of a like mindset together to the same place to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Let's go to the phones, get your thoughts. You can bring up anything you want, too. It's Mike listening to Indianapolis's WXNT. Hello, Mike. Mike in Indy, listening to W. Hey,
hey,
there you are. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I got instances of police state being built around me locally. I tell people about it. They think I'm crazy. And, oh, it's a government. What are you going to do? As you can not be afraid of them and tell these people to kiss my behind. And I got a website. I don't know if it'd be cool to boast of it on the air.
What is
but
it?
It's stopordnancesprawl.org.
What is that?
It's my site where you can... If people are being hassled by these bunch of suits and pinhead bureaucrats, you can post of your instances and experiences on there. And I intend
stop
to click
ordinance what?
Stop ordinance sprawl.
Stop ordinance sprawl.
.org.
So you're trying to stop government regulations?
Well, the zoning and the health and hospital corporation, they snoop around on people's property unannounced, and they take pictures of things. And
if you want to tell a story, you're certainly welcome to do so. You can hang on here in a moment. So Mike can take your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. And then you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can learn with anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And you can, of course, enjoy the various features there, like our Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to be part of the Shrine there at shrine.freetalklive.com. And intern for Liberty. You can make a difference, get experience, and you can get paid. Wait a minute, you're not supposed to get paid on an internship? What are these people thinking? The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduate, and recent studies, recent graduates rather, for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and in public policy as well. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance. I can tell you, Wayne, I did not get paid when I was an intern at the radio station. You're not supposed to get paid, but these people are paying their interns. So you get money, you get housing assistance, a place to stay, career workshops, and even training throughout the summer. Plus, you get to network with other cool, liberty-minded people of your age. I mean, that's awesome. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information to get signed up, to receive updates and reminders and such. All of that is free. That's libertarianinternships.com from the Institute for Humane Studies. Now, we've got Mike on the line listening to WXNT. Mike, you're pretty upset about what you call ordinance sprawl. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the for safety, of course, they're going around. And recently here in Marion County, we got property taxes back, pinned back. So they're probably, they want to recoup that loss. I tell people on radio shows locally here that it's not a loss of funds. It's a keeping in check of oppression, and government needs to realize that that's not their money. But there's a guy remodeling his house, and my friend had a truck and helped him haul away the debris. One of the inspectors was there and said, you don't have a permit. You have to unload your truck. And I told him, well, I wish I'd have been there, but it's probably just as well that I wasn't, because I'd end up in jail or something for telling that guy where he could stick it.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, this is out of control. The police state's being built, and there are symptoms of it at a local level. It's the local ordinances. They're stricting them up. And now's the time to pay attention.
What would you propose? I mean, I agree with you. I think that there are all kinds of control freaks out there, and they are very interested in telling you how to live and how you can build your house and all kinds of stuff.
Civil disobedience, and we got to get, mm-hmm. Well, by myself, I can't do anything. I'll just be one lone prankster. But if
right.
I get 50 or 80 or 100 people behind me, and I speak on their behalf at city, county, council, among other places, then they'll have to listen. The Constitution says when the government is beyond its means, when it's our job to stifle it. It's our job to abolish it or reconstruct it.
Well, what are you doing to find like-minded people there?
Struggling and not getting very far so far. Most everybody's intimidated.
Aren't they, though? That's one of the biggest problems out there. Because you're absolutely right. Civil disobedience is an incredibly powerful tool. And it's also something that people are scared to death of doing, because they don't want to be the person to stick their head above the water. But you're right. If people are doing it in groups, then it makes it all the more powerful, as we've seen here in New Hampshire, where the 420 celebrations, I think, are a perfect proof of concept.
I remember you guys were telling me about that. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we were talking about it, actually, I think last night on the show, where, 100 people gathered together in the central square in Keene, New Hampshire, and were, they were engaging in the smoking of, open smoking of cannabis. The cops tried to crack down and arrest the person they perceived to be as the leader, and then about half of that 100 folks, about 50 people, marched down to the police station and proceeded to sit in a huge circle outside, like on the road that kind of went around to the back of the police station, and passed a few joints around, just sitting back there behind the police station. And the next day, the cops showed up at the protest again and arrested somebody else. Same thing happened. People went to the police station, except this time, instead of doing it outside the police station, they went into the police lobby and proceeded to smoke cannabis in the police lobby.
That's
which,
pretty
of course,
bold.
Yeah, which never would have happened had the police not arrested the people in the first place. Folks would have just had a nice day, a nice afternoon in the park, and everyone would have gone home.
That's what we need because we stand up to these people. Like you were saying, if nobody plays along with them, their plans go to pieces.
Well, that's why we're trying to bring as many people together here to New Hampshire that believe in the ideas of liberty as possible. People that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to also be free. I was on
phone
with one of my program directors this afternoon, because I don't just host the show. I also do the affiliate relations role, which means I call radio stations during the daytime.
Yeah, I was watching the webcam, and after the show went off the air, you stayed in there, it looked like.
Yeah, well, I live here, so that's part of it. I was talking to this one program director, and he's like, oh, yeah, I agree with you guys on a lot of things. And they're talking about maybe taking our show from weekends and expanding it out to weeknights. And oh, yeah, I agree with you guys on a lot of things, but not the marijuana thing. And
yeah, I stopped smoking weed a couple of years ago.
Well, that's okay.
It was kind of making me a scatterbrain. I like it.
Yeah.
And LSD, too, but I just couldn't tell you what I had for breakfast yesterday.
Hey,
so
as long as you're not stopping everybody from doing it, see, it's your personal choice. I don't care. But
if they legalize it, I might try it again. But in the meantime, if I have to get a clock punch job, I'll need to be able to look like I'm indulging in various things.
I got you. My point was going to be, though, that after saying that he thought marijuana should stay illegal, he went on to talk about how he agreed with one of my promos. We have these 60-second promos that we deliver to the radio stations. He agreed with one of my promos about the free market, and I said, well, John, you can't have a free market unless you can buy weed. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, you're kind of right about
this
that.
This is true, yeah. I used to really rail against the flag burners. I'm still not crazy about the idea, but that does come under the First Amendment. And I'm glad
you can admit that. That's a tough thing for people to do.
I struggled with that for quite a while.
Well, the flag is one of those sacred things in Americans' minds. I mean, they've grown up.
It's a symbol
up,
of the state.
That's right. They've grown up worshiping it, and I think that's kind of freaky. I stood up for the pledge.
It's possible
just like,
to go overboard.
Well, it is a symbol. It is a symbol of the state, and some people would even point out that it is worshipped with a religious fervor, and that people, they attach things to the flag in their mind that shouldn't necessarily be there.
Yeah, they need not to get a stigma about it, in case, because if we become too much of a police state, then that's going to lose its meaning.
Hey, it already has.
Well, the flag doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, it's the flag is a symbol of the federal government, essentially, and I have no love for the federal government.
I haven't either.
Or the idea of centralization. And then you combine the flag with the indoctrination poem of the Pledge of Allegiance, which was written by a socialist in the late 1800s. You combine that, those two things together, and you get a major state, pro-state indoctrination that is going on this, you know, in this country's classrooms on a daily basis. And that's pretty spooky.
I hadn't studied all that history on it.
Here's what I would suggest you do. Go and look up the Bellamy Salute, B-E-L-L-A-M-Y, Bellamy Salute, and then that'll really open your eyes about the nature of the Pledge of Allegiance. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. To explain, Bellamy is the last name of Francis Bellamy, and Francis Bellamy was the man who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. And he was a self-described, I believe, Christian socialist is how he described himself, likely to make socialism sound a little more palatable. He put the word Christian in front of it. And, essentially, was it his brother or cousin or something that was a flag salesperson?
I think so.
Yeah.
I vaguely recall.
So, kind of a little irony that the socialist wanted to help his brother sell some flags, or his relative sell some flags, so he came up with this patriotic saying to go along with it, which is basically nothing more than pro-state indoctrination.
Just a crummy commercial for the state.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And if you are frustrated, like that last caller, Mike, there in Indianapolis, if you're frustrated with the fact that people are just not willing to do anything, they might agree with you that there are problems and that the government is a big problem and that things need to change, but they're not willing to actually put any skin in the game. They're not willing to take a little bit of risk. Then it's time to start looking at other options. And like I said, if you believe in the ideas of freedom, then the Free State Project is a real option. In fact, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up this summer, June 20th through the 26th. If you love the ideas of liberty, you should be there. We're going to be there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You'll have everything available to you from Family Fun to Agorism in Action. And you can go to porkfest.com to get registered. Use our discount code, which is Free Talk Live, no spaces in that, to save 20% at porcfest.com. More Free Talk Live coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol, that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices, hit a 30-month high in February. and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com to get stuff like business cards or flyers or web banners, graphics that you can use to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world to expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because that's pretty important. So go to promote.freetalklive.com to do it. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Host Gator. You notice those archives up on our website? In fact, they go back for years and they're completely free. Well, Host Gator brings them to you. They are a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. That's our special web portal that we've created to get you your first month completely free at HostGator. So enter through hostgator.freetalklive.com. To do that, you'll get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, 99.9% uptime guarantee, and more. hostgator.freetalklive.com. The toll-free number again here, 800-259-9231. Let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Steve is listening in Illinois. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne.
Hey, Ian and Wayne.
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Not much. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. You guys have pretty much – I listen to you guys when I study for exams at college. But anyway –
How can you do that? I'm sorry. I mean, I never studied when I was in high school, so I don't
know
anything.
You're so smart, you didn't need to study, right?
No, I don't know about that one. I think I was just lazy, and I just didn't want to do it. But I couldn't really even focus on studying, let alone listening to something while I studied. You must be incredibly good at multitasking.
When you're, an accounting major, you kind of have to study all the time, so.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I just wanted to call you guys and let you know that about a week ago I was at a party, and what happened is police came for a noise disturbance, asked the party to clear out, and as I was walking out, the police asked for my ID, to see if I was underage drinking, mm-hmm. and so what happened was is I questioned them on whether or not I had an obligation to present them with a form of identification since I wasn't operating a motorized vehicle. They didn't answer my question. They grabbed me aside, started searching me. I said I don't consent to any searches. They then brought me downstairs, searched me again. I, you know, repeated that again. And they pretty much said that, you know, I don't care what you consent to. Come with us. I asked them, oh, you know, am I being detained or am I free to go? And they actually, one of the officers, which I did not get his badge number, but one of the officers actually said, if you don't come with me, I will beat you down and throw you in the car.
Wow. Well, there it is.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And wow. And then they put me under arrest. And then once I was under arrest, they were being even more rude to me before. They were calling me, you know, very derogatory names, trying to get me to admit guilt. And all I said was, I'm under no obligation to answer any of your questions. And the more I said that, the more angry they got towards me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, isn't it true, though, if you ask to speak to your attorney right away, they can't ask any questions after that?
Well, actually, I stated that. I said, I'd like my right to legal counsel. And they kept on asking me questions, and I said, I'd like my right to legal counsel. About a half hour later, they right before they booked me, they asked me, you know, any more questions. And I said, well, one, I'd like my right to legal counsel, and two, why have I not been read my, you know, I agree with you guys. I don't believe just because it's on a piece of paper, you know, you have that right. But, you know, I asked, why have I not been read my Miranda rights? And they said, because we haven't been asking you questions. And I said, you guys have been asking me questions all night long.
Yeah.
I'm like, now I'm not going to answer any of your questions until I get my right to legal counsel. And at that point, my friends came and bailed me out. So.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know about that, Wayne. That sounds like a rumor to me, that the idea that they'll have to stop asking you questions. I think they can ask you whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, but even if they did, I do believe they can dispute it, or your lawyer can dispute it, because you asked to speak to your attorney, and the police officers kept trying to question you anyway when you wanted to make sure that your attorney was present for questioning.
Likely
because you
true.
Have that right. That's part of the Miranda rights, is that you have the right to have your attorney present during questioning.
Yeah, yep, and they aren't supposed to read their Miranda rights before they ask you to engage in an interrogation. That much they are supposed to do, but how often that actually happens is another question. So did they hurt you at any point at all?
No, I mean, the cuffs were kind of hard.
Right.
You know, this is like the first time I've ever been in trouble, and, you know, I'm not, you know, wouldn't consider myself, you know, going against the system, but at that point, you know, I decided that, you know, I usually mind my own business, and then once they started, you know, pretty much interfering with my daily activities, that's when I figured, you know, I was going to go through that path. But, you know, after talking with my attorney, he said that here in Illinois, it's as easy as all they have to say is, oh, well, I smelled alcohol on him, and then the judge will find you guilty.
What was the charge that you were arrested under?
Underage consumption of alcohol by a minor. And the funny thing is that was about a week and a half ago, and I turned 21 this Sunday.
Oh, boy.
So,
oh, man.
Yeah.
So is that a misdemeanor or a violation?
Yeah, it's a Class A misdemeanor.
Class A, meaning it could be up to a year in jail, is that right?
Yeah, I had to pay for a lawyer, and he's pretty much making it so I'm just going to have to do some community service, and I'll get off pretty light. But,
what does that mean? Is that a plea bargain?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Mm.
So I have to enter into some program, and then...
Well, point of information, you were at a party, the cops came and busted it up, that's when you got arrested. Did they force a breathalyzer on you or something? Maybe I missed that part.
No, they did not.
How did they know you were consuming alcohol?
That's a very good question. And that's what I brought up to my lawyer. And he said, unfortunately, here in this county, the way the judges will rule is if the officer states that they smelled alcohol and if they saw that your eyes are glossy, and since you're underage, that under 21, that the judge will find you guilty. He's like, I've never seen it go the other way around.
Sometimes lawyers are just lazy, and they want to plea you out. But I don't really care whether you were drinking or not, but I can tell you this. If you weren't drinking, or you really think there wasn't any evidence of it, I would fight it, because that's going to be on your record for the rest of your life.
If it was going to be on my record for, you know, forever, then I would fight it out. But the plea bargain goes where I do 20 to 30 hours community service, which that's enough. I already, you know, I'm pretty active around the community as it is, so I just need to do what I've been doing and just record it. And then after I'm done with the community service, they actually dismiss the charges, and then I can get it expunged.
Okay, so it could be worse than the plea bargain could be worse. In that case, it's probably not a terrible thing to take it. I don't blame you for going down that route. But on the other hand,
I'm just calling in to let you guys know about the threats that they gave me. And the entire time, they told my friends I was being very rude to them. Mm-hmm. And yet, the last time through my experience with it, is they were calling me derogatory names.
Sure. It's rude whenever you don't do whatever they say. Apparently, that's what they think they consider rude. It's rude whenever you aren't an completely obedient serf, and how dare you question us.
And they're used to rolling over people and bluffing them. And so if you kind of call their bluffs, they get very upset, too.
Oh, yeah, because what they said was, they pulled the, typical, I can make this easy for you, I can make this hard for you.
Right. So. Hey, if you want to make it easy for me, let me go home. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But, yeah, Wayne, you're right. A lot of lawyers are lazy. It's a lot easier for them to plea bargain something than go to trial. And, of course, if you go to trial and you take a lawyer to trial, it's going to cost you more that way, too. So it's probably best for him to take the plea bargain in that particular circumstance. But in general, for advancing the ideas of liberty, it is not a good idea to take the plea bargain. And
it's better to make a media spectacle out of the whole thing.
Hey, let's go to continue here. Henry is listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Henry.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Well, actually, what he said was correct, and I can't speak for the 50 states, but I know where I'm at. If you see someone that smells of alcohol, has red glossy eyes, slow dexterity, slurred speech, any of those things, you can pretty much pop them for PI. Underage drinking, if I see you with a container or I suspect you've been drinking and you look like you are a young person, possibly under the age of 21, I can detain you and try and determine your age.
So I take it that means you are a police officer then?
Yes, I am.
Gotcha.
I'll be the first one to tell you, I think that alcohol laws, you can send an 18-year-old to a foreign country and blow up a city and drive a tank and shoot people. I don't understand why it is they can't come home and drink a beer.
That's right. When I was that age group, the drinking age was 18.
When you were?
Yes.
Right.
But there again, I think there are some adults that maybe we ought to just have a license to drink and your license can be revoked.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that proposal, but if you want to hang on, Henry, we'd love to have you continue. If you've got more thoughts, you're certainly welcome to share them with us here in hour number three, which is coming up in moments. 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your calls, your thoughts. Also, an update on Guantanamo Bay. It's all on the way. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.